there's reason to cut. As long as there's more potential, there's reason to cut. Because there's more in you that has to be released, but it can't be released if we keep doing the exact same things we've always done, because you already know that means you're going to get the same things you've always had. There'll be people around you guys who will encourage you, who will inspire you to continue to cut. In fact, they'll be excited, but like, good for you, not, oh boy, I bet that's hard. Man, woo, I don't know if I could do that. And then there are those who say, look, it'll be worth it. Kudos to you. I'm here to support you. Congratulations in advance, right? Because they see the end product. They see you being celebrated as you reach that goal, and they can't wait to see you accomplish it.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, Self-Talk Experience family? This is Darnell Self, and today I'm by myself. There's no Tracy Self, my co-host, with me today, but she'll be back next episode. So now you have me, and I'm excited about this episode because we want to talk about something that normally is perceived as negative, but hopefully I can help you to think about it differently. And you'll start to see that it can indeed be a positive thing in your life. It could be an addition, not a subtraction. By the way, the self-talk experience is really about the things we say to ourselves about ourselves, because eventually that truly will, not possibly, but truly will determine what you attract for yourself. So be careful what you say to yourself. We say thousands and thousands of things to ourselves every single day. I'm going to ask that you shift those things to say something that attracts what you want for yourself and not repels what we say we want for ourselves. So let's talk about this theme called cutting, the cutting themes. Like, this is a philosophy that sometimes, you know, we look at that as negative. Like, man, I got cut from the team. You know, I've got to cut out going to the parties. And so I'm cutting out social media. Man, I had to cut out social media. And it's feeling like, man, it's such a sacrifice, and this is going to be such a tough month, tough week, tough day, because I'm cutting out sugar. So I'm going to encourage you to think about this differently. And I know, you know, typically when we talk about cutting in agriculture or planting, it's like pruning, right? Pruning away the dead, the overgrown branches, so that the remaining branches have more of an opportunity to thrive and to grow and get sunlight they otherwise wouldn't have gotten if all the dead branches were around them. And so sometimes that leads to more vigorous growth. So I'm going to ask that you start thinking about things differently. This is what I had to do. So this is an experience, right? The self-talk experience is an experience that I had to have. And I remember making a decision to go for something much bigger in life. And my mentor said, what are you willing to give up to go up? What are you willing to give up? Meaning, what are you willing to cut? And I started to think about the things I was going to have to cut. Right, the things that may be hindering my growth and not helping or propelling me towards my growth. And if there's some things like that in your life, and it could be, you know, it could be negative associations or toxic relationships. It could be time-consuming things, things that are really taking us away from the things that we know could be productive in our lives. But as long as the self-talk is like, yeah, I have to. Yeah, I had to give up this. It feels painful. It feels negative. It feels like it's sucking the energy out of you, and it's you're so disappointed. Like, man, you can't go out with us. You can't go on a guy's trip with us. You can't go on vacation. You can't go on a double date. And it's like, yeah, nah, I'm not able to. But here's what I want you to think about. How awesome is it that you're more excited about the person you're becoming because you're writing this book? And that's the reason why you said, no, I can't go. So you're more excited about the author you're becoming rather than the disappointment that others, and sometimes you, may make it seem as though that is outweighing the excitement. Let me say it another way. I was more excited about the version of Darnell I was becoming than I was disappointed by the things that the old Darnell used to choose to do. So my excitement about who I was becoming was outweighing any disappointment. And I was open about saying it, guys. So how awesome is that if you could think about it that way? Like the version, the physique that you're striving to have outweighs the disappointment of I can't have the dessert. But the moment the disappointment of not having the dessert outweighs the enthusiasm and excitement about the person you said you were going to become by next summer, then there's challenges, right? Because our mind is like, man, woe is me. Here I am again. I failed several times at attempting this, whatever that is. Instead of, hey, look, I'm so excited that I gave myself one more shot. I'm so excited that the last two times it didn't work didn't discourage me from not giving it one more shot. See the difference in self-talk? So my three failed businesses could have easily been so discouraging that I didn't go for it a fourth time. And thank God I went for it a fourth time because that's where my success came in, right? You've heard 3 feet away from gold. The person stopped digging right before they struck gold, even sold their equipment. And then the next person who bought the equipment found gold. All I'm saying, guys, is that, you know, you may have to cut out some things. So look, I'm so excited about cutting out this. So I'm just saying, if you're going to cut something, be excited about what you're cutting. Otherwise, you may not want to cut it because mentally you're thinking to yourself, man, I cut this out and I still didn't achieve this. I stopped doing this and I still didn't gain this. Yeah, but you gave it a shot, my friends, and the shot you never take is the shot you never make. And so that's why I'm excited for you guys because I know what it's meant for me and my family and even my kids because we have taught this. And so there are things that you have to give up in order to move up sometimes, but don't look at it as such a sacrifice. Look at it as an opportunity to help propel you, to help accelerate you. It is eliminating baggage, is eliminating a barrier that you would have had to overcome. For an example, if I find myself scrolling throughout the day through social media, when I know I could be reading, when I know I could be making more calls, if calls are is a necessary activity for me to reach my goals, then obviously that is holding me back from reaching my goals faster rather than slower. It's stopping from having more rather than less. If that's the case, then it's exciting to be able to cut some of that back. It's exciting that I have eliminated this or have limited that. Isn't that exciting? So this is simple today. Just real quick episode on getting more excited about what it is, the reason behind cutting, then you are disappointed that you cut. If you're trying to shape and grow and mold a particular plant, then it's going to take some cutting. And you should be so excited. Look, you could wait till you see my final project. Not this tree used to be a lot bigger. No, I'm so excited about the project, the landscaping that I'm doing. I'm so excited about the person I'm becoming. I'm so excited about the goal that I'll be reaching. You see that? I can't wait for this summer because giving this up is nothing compared to what I'm going to get. Can you imagine giving up your potential for comfort and calling it happiness? That's been one of my favorite sayings lately because as long as there's potential there, there's reason to cut. As long as there's more potential, there's reason to cut. because there's more in you that has to be released, but it can't be released if we keep doing the exact same things we've always done, because you already know that means you're going to get the same things you've always had. There'll be people around you, guys, who will encourage you, who will inspire you to continue to cut. In fact, they'll be excited, but like, good for you, not, oh boy, I bet that's hard. Man, woo, I don't know if I could do that. And then there are those who say, look, it'll be worth it. Kudos to you. I'm here to support you. Congratulations in advance, right? Because they see the end product. They see you being celebrated as you reach that goal. And they can't wait to see you accomplish it. Not, well, we'll see. They can't wait. That's what I needed. I needed folks to say, I can't wait to celebrate you at the million-dollar level. I can see you being a millionaire. I can see. And before you know it, I started to believe it, because not only did I hear them saying it and it went into my ear gates, I started to say what it was I felt. And I felt that way because I was immersed in and saturated with people's words who continued to say, this is great, this is exciting. Not, you know, you can't come to another family reunion? You're gonna miss this birthday? How does that make you feel? You're like, oh my gosh. Man, there's not many people that have the discipline like you, that's so committed towards their goals like you, that's willing to put other things aside that the average person would never put aside. This is how I know you're going to win at the highest levels. This is how I know you're going to be an elite participant in that particular space. That's hopefully what I'm doing for you right now. Even if you don't have that person around you, you've got this podcast that you get a chance to listen to. And I'm telling you it's worth it. I'm telling you that I'm excited for you for cutting. Congratulations. I'm telling you that by cutting, at some point, it'll be the new you, and you won't realize it was even a cut. So the things I do today that are no longer, the things I used to do that I no longer do, I don't feel like I'm cutting anymore. I don't have a desire to do those things anymore. I can go a long way on that one, but I won't. All right, guys, remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what we attract for ourselves. And I promise you, when you become the new version of yourself, and new habits that's developed that new version of yourself, you won't even care about those old things that you felt were necessary in your life because of the results that you now have as a new version of you. God bless you guys. I'll see you guys next episode. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.